I have made lasting friends. Minister of Communication and Works, Chairman and members of the board of the BVI Electricity Corporation, and General Manager and staff of the BVIEC Corporation, friends and family, ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody here know that I would much rather be sitting on top of one of those engines than standing here. But that's a part of life. Working at the BVI Electricity Corporation with some of the most dedicated people was what I enjoyed doing, and that was fulfillment enough. Having the power station named after me was never in my thoughts, and so I was taken by surprise when a delegation from the corporation led by the general manager, Leroy Abraham, called to inform me of the board's decision. I would like to thank the board for that decision, but more appropriately, I would like us all to thank the family of the power station, who dedicated themselves to keeping the power on and making me look good. And I speak of Neil Blackman, Dean Smith, Frederick Seifert, and Spencer Basu, and so many others, as well as the suppliers of fuel and oil, and those who loaned us tools, and were always there to respond when we call on them in or out of hours. Being around working with engineers with engines has always been my passion. As a youngster growing up in the Bay, when others would be playing bat and ball and hide and seek, I would be found with my cousin Benos assisting him with whatever he was doing to a vehicle engine, whether it was under the hood or underneath the vehicle. I was there in all the oil and dirt. My mother had to keep tabs on me to make sure that I changed after school, because too often I would return home later in the evening black and greasy all over. She would then have to take the khaki shirt and pants and when given to me next morning to wear to school, I could not see any grease marks on them at all. How she did it, I don't know. Before leaving school, I spent one summer vacation at a public works garage in McNamara. Mr. Farrer was in charge of the garage, and the single generating set used to give electricity from Government Hill to the burial ground. After leaving school, I worked in the mechanic shop in Cleaning Hole, where I worked on cars, Land Rovers, trucks, and both engines for Mr. Cobham. I began to work at Public Works on the 24th of the 12th of 59. During that time, I would go to the power station on my own and assist Mr. Sidney Ferrara with any electrical or mechanical faults, and also assist him during the maintenance overhaul of the engines. One day, Mr. Ferrara said to me that an electrical engineer was coming to take charge of the power station, and it would be no longer under the Public Works Department. 2 months after the separation, Mr. Farrar called me and said to me that Mr. Morrison, the engineer, wanted to hire a mechanic for the station and suggested that I apply for the position. I followed his advice and requested to be transferred from Public Works to the Electrical Department. And from that day in 1965, I worked there until my retirement. I have seen many changes, seen many people come and go. I have seen the department expand as the demands of the country for power increase. And I have worked with committed, hard-working people and made lasting friends. In my retirement, these friends have not left me up. They visit regularly, and we can about and chat about sitting on top of the hot engines, engine blocks, about being out walking all night and back to work after a quick breakfast. And I gave them a little advice from time to time. During the times I worked at Public Works and Electricity, I never once asked or wrote requesting a raise or permission, a promotion. I just did what there was to be done. My parents, especially my mother, always said to me, whatever you do, always do your best. Do not take up what don't concern you. Respect everyone and be honest. They, along with my brothers Joey and Orlando and my sister Marina, and all my other extended family, have been a constant support for me. Finally, I did what I did because I enjoy doing it. And I must say, I never had anything like this in my mind. However, the corporation has decided to name the power station in my name, and I must say again, thanks to the corporation. I thank you all.